know, I thought it was one of his first interviews, but it's his first interview since the plane crash that almost killed him. Nigel Farage coming up in 8 minutes. I apologize to Bob Chapman for having him run over by Tucker, but that interview was kind of not timed right because so much is going on. But I know Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com understands. Go there, get a free copy of the Forecaster, and, of course, we'll have a full hour with him next week. You were trying to finish up the banking collapses taking place, but they've also been caught hiring between 400 and 500. Now they're saying, some are saying a million census people a month and then firing them each month as temporary and then skewing the numbers to show that is separate jobs. So give us your take on that and where the economy's going in the next 4 minutes.
Well, the take is exactly as you described it. They're falsifying the data. It's just another way of doing it. I have a piece in tomorrow's issue which describes how dreadful the figures that were just released are, and most people don't realize it because they don't follow the intricacies of how those figures are made up that go into the employment report. But they were bad, and that's being reflected. The Dow is down right now 315 points, and it's going to get worse. And it's on low volume, which tells you that it'll probably go down rather quickly from here. It's below 10,000. The whole thing is a masquerade in employment. The recovery, whatever there was of a recovery, is over. We're on our way down. Otherwise, Larry Summers the other day wouldn't have asked for $200 billion and the legislature passed a $73 billion extension of unemployment benefits. They're looking for $500 billion. They're looking for the Fed to come in with another trillion and a half. The economy cannot continue to go even sideways without that kind of infusion. And they're going to have to come up with it. And what's going to happen? We're going to have eventually hyperinflation, first more inflation that they're going to have to admit to, too. Not the real figures, but they'll have to admit to it.
Bob?
One of the things I wanted to say was that Jim Tucker and I were together at the Spotlight. I was a financial editor back when it started, and now it's the American Free Press. So we go back a long way. What were you going to say?
You were talking. I actually suddenly lost audio for a moment, so I'm sorry I was interrupting. It seems like even when I'm trying to not interrupt, I'm hell-bent on it. But finish up about Jim, the point you were making.
Oh, yeah, Jim and I, he was the editor of the Spotlight, and I used to do the financial column along with G. Gordon Tether back in the early days of getting the word out, so to speak. And now it's
is there called, nothing you haven't done anywhere in the Patriot community? You've had your hands in it. That's good.
Well, you know, I was I saw what was going on. I understood the problem. I got outside the box. I had been trained well. I had a great education. I worked in counterintelligence. I lived all over the world. I spoke several languages. I had everything in the world going for me, and I used it. And I'm still using it. I'm not going to give up until I can't walk or talk anymore.
Well, Bob Chapman, we haven't won this fight. That much is clear. But you can really see the tide shifting. And to hear from a Guardian prestigious, that's one of the most prestigious papers in the world, saying he was there as they were kicking people out and saw head security people talking about how horrified they were of me, like I was a 100-foot goblin. I mean, that just shows these people are not invincible, Bob.
And not people not showing up is very telling. That means that they don't want the exposure. They are undecided whether their program for world government is going to work. Some of them have already admitted that it's not, and Brzezinski's one of them. He knows they've got to have war in order to just survive. And they're not going to survive because if we have a war, and once it's over, we're going to drag all these people up to Nuremberg-type trials and try them, just like they did the Nazis.
Powerful info, Bob Chapman. We'll talk to you again next Friday, Lord willing. Thanks for spending time with us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Nigel Farage, the former head of the UK Independence Party, the fastest growing party in the UK, member of the European Parliament. He ran for the UK Parliament and barely lost against the speaker position. And on the day of the election, his aircrafts tipped end over end, nearly killing him and the pilot. And we were just talking during the break. This is his first interview. And he'd also, just coinciding, his book is now published. It's now available at Amazon.com. It's Fighting Bull. The Fighting Toro, Nigel Farage, Fighting Bull. And it's him with a bullhorn on the front with the British flag, Union Jack, I guess, as an umbrella over his shoulder. Nigel Farage, Farage spelled F-A-R-A-G-E, Fighting Bull, great name, and how he's taking on the globalists, the unelected Eurocrats that now make 70%+ of the laws in the UK. Our fight against the New World Order is ongoing. Mr. Farage, it is great to have you here, sir. You've got 9 lives.
Just amazing. Anybody listening to this that sees the pictures of the crash, which I'm sure you can get and put up on your site, and these incredible photographs of me lying in the wreckage of this light aircraft crash, and you'd have thought for all the world I'd be dead. And whilst I've been badly injured, it really has been the most miraculous escape. It really has.
Folks are wondering, I mean, I know you've got a stiff upper lip and don't want to talk about yourself, but pilot, how he's doing and what your injuries were.
Well, the pilot was a former Royal Air Force trained pilot, so You know, no cowboy. I mean, you know, a proper chap. It was a genuine accident in life. Accidents happen. You can't insulate yourself against this. You know, when you have an impact injury, such as we had, lots of unpleasant things happen. Justin, the pilot, had lacerations and cuts and broken bones. And he's also got some bad skin problems. He's going to need skin grafts and whatever. And I finished up with 10 broken bones in my upper body. So sternum broken, fractures to the spine, mercifully not huge ones, and virtually every rib front and back broken, plus a punctured lung. So a pretty comprehensive list of injuries. Facially, a few cuts on the face, but nothing too awful. But mercifully, no real head injuries. So if those awful, ghastly Eurocrats that want to take over my country and destroy our democracy think they've got rid of me, they've got another thing coming, because it may take me a few months to get better, but I'm going to be back fighting them.
Absolutely. And I was saying, you're such a champion of liberty. We have to. We'll just stick you in a Darth Vader, iron lung and roll you out against the enemy.
I'm going to be back, and one of the really interesting things, I mean, since I had this accident, is the one great prediction that I've had over the years was that this attempt to take countries like Greece and Germany and to force them together in a single monetary union. I've been saying for over 10 years that it wouldn't work, and whilst I've been laid up in hospital and back here at home recovering, of course, we're now seeing the collapse of that monetary system. We're seeing riots on the street. In Greece, we've seen people die.
By the way, to interrupt, and I'm going to give you the floor, sir, in the time we have, you giving speeches 2 years ago predicted all of this. You, just a few months ago, excoriated Herman Van Rompuy, the unelected dictator, openly calling for world government. And now their arrogance has evaporated. The London Guardian reported that the Bilderberg Group has said that they're afraid of protesters and afraid of me by name. So they're just horrified that the public is now identifying them. So how did you predict all this, A, and then B, go into the state of Europe right now?
Well, before I was in politics, I had a job in the real world. For 20 years, I worked on the foreign exchange and commodity markets. So, I have some idea of how the global economy actually works. And it really exists, Alex, because things are different. You know, things are different. Individual countries have their own currency, they have their own interest rates, and they're able to adapt and adjust to changing global markets and changing conditions. When you try and pretend, as part of your attempt at firstly European government, but leading on to global government, that actually we're all the same, that we can all come under the same umbrella. All of my experience told me that it couldn't work. Everything told me that the German economy was a different economy to the Greek economy, and that those guys joining together in a monetary union 10 years ago couldn't work. So I've been predicting disaster consistently over the course of the last 10 years, and now it really is happening. And if ever there was an example of why bureaucratic control, of why people who've got their dreams and their plans, just like the communists, of course, let's not forget, because they operated on exactly the same basis. If ever there was an example of why this is mad, bad, dangerous, and will lead to civil war, you're seeing it in Europe right now.
Yeah, a bunch of unelected bureaucrats. For those that don't know, they're exempt from their own EU taxes. Briefly explain, as if you're talking to six-year-olds, me, because I want it simply, how you have an elected parliament, but it is a ceremonial vassal to the bureaucracy that has the real power.
Oh, yeah. The Palace of Westminster, and I know that you guys in the States often watch our Prime Minister's questions, and you see this magnificent Gothic building, and just a couple of weeks ago the Queen arrived in her carriage to open Parliament, and it all looks magnificent, and the relationship between the monarch and the Parliament, it all goes back to the English Civil War, and it's something that has been the envy of the world in many ways. And yet the reality is, the whole thing is now a total charade, because what we've got in Westminster is nothing more than a local government. I mean, think of it as a county type of government, because the big decisions that affect the British economy, the big decisions that affect our lives, employment legislation, environmental legislation, health and safety, I mean, you name it, the list goes on, it's as long as your arm. All of those things are now decided by the European Union. Those laws are made in secret by an unelected bureaucracy that is called the European Commission, and we, the voter, have no means of putting them in place. We have no means of removing them. And this coup d'etat, because that's what it is, this coup d'etat of British democracy has happened slowly, surreptitiously, over the course of the last 40 years, by people whose intention it was to form a European government, a greater Europe, and it is a first step towards global government. And that's the warning, and that's one of the reasons why I'm very keen to come onto shows like yours to talk to predominantly an American audience. You know, don't think you're safe. Don't think your democracy is okay. There are bad people out there, and you mentioned yourself, the Bilderberg Group. You know, these lunatics genuinely believe that they know what's best for us, genuinely believe in this concept of global government, and it will be a disaster. And that's why I gave up a career in business to fight against it.
Well, we commend you. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, and then 5 minutes after that before you've got to leave us. We want to be respectful of your time and also your strength recovering from the near-death experience you had in that airplane crash. And it's a blessing that you and the pilot survived to get back to the collapse of Europe. I mean,
yeah.
It is collapsing. And the intel we just got from Jim Tucker, who's always spot on, I mean, you could set your watch and warrant by him, is that they are panicking. They're not even sure they can have world government now. They say their carbon tax is basically dead, and that they many of them, for the first time in 60 plus years, did not attend. So it appears they are now being routed.
Yes, they are. I mean, you know, their dreams are falling to pieces, whether it's the single currency union, whether it's the, you know, the whole global warming carbon tax scam, because scam is the only word that's appropriate for it. The whole thing is failing. It's losing public support massively by the day. It doesn't work in practical terms. But, you know, let's not be complacent about this. Just because their plans are failing doesn't mean they're going to stop. And my fear is that what they're going to do now is they're going to move down a route of suppressing free speech, of censuring, and maybe ultimately even imprisoning those who challenge them and fight them. And I mean, the last time, Alex, I came on with you, we talked about my discussion that I had with Herman Van Rompuy, an unelected, unknown Belgian who is now president of 500 million people. And because I told him a few home truths, because I tried to be like the boy in the Hans Christian Andersen tale, saying, look, the emperor's got no clothes. Remember, I was not just castigated for that. I was actually fined 10 days' pay for having the temerity to point out.
You were censured.
I was censured and I was fined, absolutely, told this would never happen again. So what they'll do, as the edifice collapses, what they will do is they will become even less democratic and even more vicious against those that dare to speak out against them. You know, this battle is far from won just because their dreams are failing.
Absolutely. They're announcing in the U.S. that they now want to restrict the Internet. They want to restrict talk radio. It's now in the news. They're now proposing, and I see the same things in Europe. I mean, they can't beat us in the realm of ideas, so they're going to try to just shut us up and put us in the tower.
Absolutely. That is entirely right. And I have to say that looking at Obama from this side of the water, and I've felt this ever since he was elected, you know, I really genuinely think that you have got a very dangerous president indeed.
Oh, I agree. He has got a cult following, though he's only got a 40% approval rating now. That group is getting more. It's almost like as Germany was collapsing and the most hardcore Nazis were supporting Hitler. They just didn't care. They were going to support him till the end.
I'm constantly struck that there are these similarities between what's happening here and what is beginning to happen in America. And people have got to start waking up.
What about the British people? I mean, I know that you say both parties are, you know, the big main parties are controlled, and they certainly are. Mr. Cameron's a Bilderberg, Stooley, Minion. At least the fact that they threw out Brown shows that they're wanting change.
Well, it does show they want change. But what we finished up here with in Britain is a very floppy coalition government. Cameron's Conservatives are in bed now with the most Euro-fanatical, most anti-democratic Liberal Democrat Party. So whilst we've got rid of Brown, I'm afraid things ain't no better.
Because now people got to have time to wake up to the fact that he's running a con on them. Let's come back and talk more about the future of Europe and how you see England responding as Europe collapses. Nigel Farage is our guest, member of the UK Independence Party, former leader.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 4th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1204.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1236.85, $618.43 for a half ounce, or $309.21 for the quarter ounce. That's $1236.85, $618.43, or $309.21.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Nigel Farage, looking at the political landscape, I was talking during the break, I said, what do you think is most important? And you said, well, people think they've elected Mr. Cameron and gotten a change. They need to understand it's controlled change. They need to elect truly independent parties. And you see the UK Independent Party really surging and growing and being ignored by the media and demonized when they do cover it. And it's the same thing here. Now every incumbent in the primaries, every incumbent is being defeated. Every establishment candidate is being defeated. So it does look like the awakening's happening. And I think as soon as people figure out that things stay just as bad with Cameron, just like with Obama from Bush, there's going to be a very fast wake up here. Can you give us your take on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, you know, millions of people are hopeful that Cameron somehow is going to be different. But, you know, the penny's going to drop, and they're going to realize that actually they've got somebody that looks different, sounds different, appears to be more reasonable. But the reality is we have surrendered our sovereignty. We have given away our ability to govern ourselves, and it doesn't matter a damn anymore who is sitting in number 10 Downing Street. And that's why parties like the UK Independence Party are going to continue to grow. And frankly, you know, that's what you need in America. Because, again, you know, I'm looking at it from 3,000 miles away, but I don't see the Republican Party actually offering any proper opposition to Obama. So start seeking alternatives. Start seeking candidates that have actually got the courage to stand up for democracy. At the end of the day, you know, what this really comes down to, it's a battle of democracy versus bureaucracy. And the global governists, they don't believe in democracy. They believe that they know best. They don't want the voters to change things. And that's the great battle. And I think we should really take heart, because people are, all across the Western world, waking up to what's being done to them.
And that's why the system is scared. You probably haven't had a chance to see it. I don't like to talk about myself here, but this is such great news. Zbigniew Brzezinski, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, said to the CFR, for the first time, the entire world is awake. Our world government's in trouble. And now Bilderberg, a reporter for The Guardian, who, by the way, went for the first time last year making fun of us. Now he knows how real it is. He was there when they shut it down and closed it, and he overheard at dinner the main Bilderberg managers, the minions, before they arrived, talking about, oh, these horrible protesters, oh, that Alex Jones bull, yeah, you know, bullhorned us in Canada and in the U.S. It's so scary. Will they attack? And they sound like addled children who aren't connected to the real world. I'm reminded, right, of George Bush Sr. on TV 10 years after they were adopted, not knowing what a food checkout scanner is. But you know, listening to these quotes he was writing down, they sound like, you know, almost these glow-in-the-dark people that can't even feed themselves.
No, I mean, listen, Alex, of course they're scared of you. And they've been scared, I must say, you know, in Britain and in the EU, they've been scared of me for many, many years. And this is the reason I've written this book, Fighting Bull. I've chronicled how they've tried to put obstacles in my path, how they've used the black arts against me for over a decade. They've done everything they can to rubbish me, to label me as an extremist, to try and keep me off the media. They've tried to do all these things because they're terrified of the arguments, because they know that in their hearts, most people, most of us who live in the Western world, are tax-paying, law-abiding, decent people. And when we realize what has been done in our name, we will rebel against it. And, you know, we just got to keep fighting. We've got to keep fighting. We know we've got right on our side. We know that in the end, democracy is the thing that will always triumph. We know that every time in the past there have been these experiments, whether it's communism, European federalism, or global governments, it does not work. So, you know, listeners, remember that. Bad though things are, be optimistic, don't give up, and keep fighting.
Well, in the last minute or two we've got, that is what's exciting here, is that reading these quotes, I mean, we're just normal, nice people that want freedom and sovereignty, and they're scared to death of us. They're scared to death of you. They are horrified that people are now testifying before the European Union Parliament about the world government. I mean, it shows that they're not invincible, that they are human as well.
Well, it does. I'll just give you a little example. Global warming, the whole hysteria over global warming. 2 weeks ago, Lord Monckton, Christopher Monckton, who's been on your program before, and who was a luminary in the UK Independence Party, Monckton won a debate at the Oxford University Union the other week on the question of global warming. 2 years ago, with a young audience who'd been brainwashed, that would have been unthinkable. Completely unthinkable. And it just shows that through the efforts of all of us to make the arguments, to connect with the people, we're beginning to win.
If you just have right on your side, as the Texas Ranger founder said, that a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right if the man in the right keeps on a-coming. But I think it's well taken what you said, Nigel Farage, one of the founding members of the UK Independence Party, former leader of it, European Union Member of Parliament, author of the new book that's out. That they're going to strike back, though. The empire is going to strike back. Give us the name of your book one more time.
It's Fighting Bull. I am the Fighting Bull of British politics. I'm the Fighting Bull of European politics. And you know what? A plane crash isn't going to stop me.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you
so much for spending time with us. We'll be right back from Bilderberg, 2010 in Spain.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's bigger than the victory at Trenton, what's happening right now. George Washington losing scores of battles, but winning that key battle. They understood the enemy wasn't invincible, and it was their perseverance that won the war. And I am so excited to be here and to be able to announce to all of you that we are so close to bringing down the New World Order. They have organized the collapse, but it's getting even out of their control. They are being identified. They are internally scared. They are internally upset. I mean, I can go on. Here's an example. I go on British radio every few weeks, local radio, national radio. I was on Talk Sport, the most, you know, largest, most listened to private radio network in England. And it goes into Scotland and the continent of Europe. Every caller agreed with me. I was on for over an hour, about 70 minutes. The host agreed with me. And I've been going on that station since it started probably 10 years ago, I don't know, 9, 10 years ago. And it was the opposite 10 years ago. And it's the same thing here in the United States, because everything we talk about is come true and is out in the open. We've done the research. We know what we're talking about. Now, the public is finally facing issues, and they're going to face the fact that these globalists are so evil that they are genetically modifying the food to sterilize us. That's now coming out, that is their agenda. and that it's worse than even the public thinks. Because, see, once I've been through this wake-up process in the last 17, 18 years. Really woke up about 17, 18 years ago in high school as a senior. Got politically active 15 years ago in the middle of college. And, I mean, I remember hearing the old-timers say they want a world government to exterminate us. And you'd say, oh, shut up, old man. And then you actually get the documents. These are not dumb old men that were saying all this. They were right about it all. And, yeah, I mean, I understand, folks, you know, as the king of, quote, conspiracy theories, I'm not. I'm the king of facts here and reaching out to people and taking action. I mean, all I've done is my duty. And other people have emulated what I've done and taken it to even, you know, higher levels. And we've trailblazed. But we don't have time to screw around. They are going to start wars very soon. You watch. Every one of our expert guests who's got their finger on the pulse agrees. I can see it. They're at their most dangerous. But I've always said this. It's better to force them to have to carry out their agenda than to let them do it their way and take their time. It's better to go head up against them because then we got a chance of beating them. If we don't resist them, they're going to win for sure. And you know, they can't stand the spirit of people that just say, you know what, kill me, put me in prison, destroy my name, lie about me, have your COINTELPRO operators pose as patriots and attack me from a thousand sides. It doesn't matter what you do. I'm going to sacrifice my name, who I am in this. I am a kamikaze in the info war, a torpedo. And when you've got that commitment, you can't be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. And they can't stand it that we aren't going to back off. We aren't going to turn around. It's like a game of chicken with two giant speed trains, and we can't get off the tracks. I mean, I'm not going to turn. I'm not going to give up because my goal in this mission is not to make it out of this. If I do, that's gravy. That's a gift from God. I don't say prayers every night. And again, I'm not up here on a high horse, Forrest. I'm not up here on a high horse. I'm telling you where I come from. I don't say prayers at night like, God, give me this. Oh, God, protect me. God, do this and that. Sometimes I pray, please protect me if that's your will. I just ask God, help me to be a good person. Help me to be articulate. Help me to be focused. Help me to be strong. Please give me the energy and focus. You know, please, it's upsetting knowing all this stuff. You know, please. And God has just blessed me to a level I couldn't imagine and protected us and my family. And I have selfishly a few times said, look, let them do anything they want to me. Just please protect my family. But the issue is you've just got to have the attitude you're not giving up. Now, I want to go to Paul Dornanu, who 3 years ago sent us incredible video and photos. He's from Romania, but he went to Istanbul, the capital of Turkey, and covered the Bilderberg Group meeting there, did an amazing job. And he's got a website that everybody should visit as well. And we'll get that posted up on the story he sent us. He sent us some amazing photos, and it's infocon.ro, just infocon.ro. Does a lot of amazing investigative research and reports, and he does speak pretty good English. So we're going to go to him in about 4 minutes, and I appreciate Paul Dornanu from Bilderberg 2010. We're getting Guardian reporters on. We're getting American Free Press reporters on. We're getting independent reporters from Romania on, these info warriors. And his photos are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They just went up on Prison Planet minutes ago. They may not be up on InfoWars yet. But I briefly wanted to go to Ted Anderson because you got gold up $7+ today. Last time I checked. In fact, let me just look it up. You've got gold way up. You've got gold running out in Europe. A lot of it running out in the U.S. And it's the weekend. And Ted told me yesterday, he said, I'm about to run out of the francs that are priced in a market that's almost $100 lower than it is, a fifth of an ounce for $256 a piece. He's almost out of these. He's got a few other coins at the old super low price that nobody can match, literally. Then it'll go up, and it's still a great deal. So I wanted to bring Ted up briefly on the economy, the stock market plunging over 300 points today, and just to tell people the brokers will be there to take your order this weekend. And, you know, they got a lot of other great deals as well, the collector coins and everything else. But specifically, these bullion deals I Certify are the best deals I've ever heard of. The Franks and a few others he's about to offer. The Silver Half Dollars at $9 and something a piece. These are really smoking hot deals. Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on with us. Briefly, tell people about today's coin offers.
Yeah, sure. Well, right now the Frank is currently at $256.68, which you're, just like you said, I'm holding that price down. British sovereigns have sold out because people in Europe are so excited about buying gold with everything falling apart around them that they've just simply bought out what's available in the marketplace. And the francs are a European coin too, so obviously that's going to be falling under the same pressure. Right now, the franc is the best buy at $956.68, but we do also have the U.S. Eagle and many other things. If you're into the silver, there's no question about it, those Walking Liberty halves. Even if you go to the Internet right now, you'll find that they're over $10 a piece. And right now I have them at $9.75, so that's really a great buy. The junk silver, the clean rounds, we call them, all that stuff is a good buy right now, Alex. Everybody is becoming so familiar and so aware of the fact that the central banks are bailing out the countries. They talk about one country bailing out another. Everybody's in trouble. Nobody's got a surplus of money.
But, Chad, you call it a good deal. No one that I've seen has silver half dollars the price. I mean, we're not just saying this. Look it up, folks. No one has francs at $200. And, $56 a piece that I've seen. You bought a bunch of this. You're now about to run out. You bought this stuff at almost $100, lower in the market. And so any amount of tiny markup you had when you bought it then is well gone now in the swings in the market. I mean, these are really exceptional deals that people are going to get into gold and silver. They need to take advantage of this because, are your supplies of those silver half dollars and francs, are they going to last past Sunday?
Well, the silver dollars are real tight. The francs, I might not even be able to sell a franc after last Sunday or this Sunday coming up. I will hold it at this point, at this dollar amount. But with gold going up over $11 today, I mean, we're talking about francs that were priced way back at $1,150. So, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, it was $7 a few minutes ago. I'm sorry, it's up by $10.50 right now.
Yeah,
and, of course, that's in the U.S. market. It's even all-time records in Europe.
Right, and the market is very strong. And if you're sitting there with investments in other places and you're thinking, man, what should I do here? I just need to tell you. I mean, the United States government right now, I mean, people usually go to the treasury bills for safety and security, but the government is printing so much money that the treasury bills aren't going to even hold value. And the sad part about it is that we can't afford to pay our bills as the government is concerned, at the interest rates are practically at zero. What do you think is going to happen when we have inflation and interest rates go from, a half a point to, say, 3%? I mean, we're going to have to increase our budget by almost double for that. The United States is broke. The rest of the world is broke. There's no way that we're going to get out of this thing unscathed. And you need to be getting into gold and silver, period.
And as we said, as the general public starts to figure out gold and silver are the place to be, the common sense. I mean, I believe it's going to go way up, but I don't even buy it as an investment looking for that. I'm buying it as something I know. What do pirates have? What do governments have? What do criminals have? I mean, what does anybody who's down on the street, who's smart, street smart, you want the loot. You want the loot, ladies and gentlemen. You want the booty. You don't want a bunch of paper with old dead white guys on it. You want to have the gold and silver. Here's the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and the brokers are going to be there till late tonight to take your calls. If you call and they're not there, leave your name and number. They'll call you back in the morning, and this is only running till midnight Sunday evening, 800-686-2237. They've got a lot of other great deals, but the half dollar silver, the fifth of an ounce gold francs, those are the deals that you get the Alex Jones special on that I can guarantee from my research is as good as it gets or even better. 800-686-2237. And again, I just hope that people call and the brokers will be there throughout the weekend. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Okay, we've had continual Bilderberg Group coverage because this is one of the most powerful organizations in the world. Jim Tucker joined us, who has actual Bilderberg Group contacts inside the organization in the management level. I'll just leave it at that. Not, well, I'm going to shut up. The point is that you can set your watch and warrant by what he says. And because he's been right. 1 year before the Berlin Wall, he predicted it, that they were going to stage it. He said March of 03, not 02 for the attack on Iraq. The oil prices go into $150 a barrel a year before it happened. I mean, on and on. He says green light to attack Iran, that it's all going towards that. A miracle could stop it, I guess. I mean, just that'll all be written up this weekend at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, but that was huge. But in the last 15 minutes, I want to go to Paul Dornanu, again with Infocon.ro from Romania, and we have the Bilderberg Group photos. We'll put some of those on screen that he just sent us of Wolftonson and former head of the World Bank and others, Bill Gates, that are there. But Mr. Dornanu, thank you for being there in Spain to cover this, sir. Break down what you've witnessed.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on your show. Right now I'm right here in front of the police barricade in Sitges, where it goes to the Dolce Hotel. And I might add that this is actually my third Bilderberg coverage. So far last year we've been detained in Greece. But this time in Sitges, basically, we haven't had such problems like last year. Even the security is higher. The police here was nicer with us. They didn't, take us away. We basically just sit here in this roundabout and managed to get some good pictures and managed to identify some people.
Well, that's exciting. And, of course, you've had a chance to talk to some of the other reporters. Any other intel that Tucker didn't cover here? I mean, you may not have been listening, but what's some of the news the reporters are telling you that are there on the ground? I've heard there's quite a bit of media coverage.
Yes, the coverage is, I would say, extraordinary compared to the previous years in Greece and Istanbul, because I could see even yesterday and today, like up to five or six TV stations broadcasting live from right here, from in front of the entrance of the hotel where the police barricade is. So basically, I'm very, very surprised to see that happening. And not only that, I can see lots of people coming from other countries like Portugal, France, UK, Belgium, Czech Republic, United States, lots of people, independent media, or just regular people coming here and offering their support, coming with their cameras, video cameras, and trying to help in a way or another. And I even met yesterday and today and had an interview with Estolin, Daniel Estolin. And actually another reporter, documentary maker, who has some very, very good information, and he was in back in Italy in 2004. If you remember, they were able to make there some very good photos. He also got some very good video pictures with them sitting at tables talking to people and going on the boat, on a trip boat. And he's preparing these videos for a documentary to be released at the end of this year, extraordinary images. And what's important is that he was actually able to go inside the hotel on Sunday right after when they were leaving, and he was able to see and look at documents that I never seen before about attendee list, about private conversation between them, emails, private notes.
Is this this year, or are you saying you're in years past?
This was from 2004. But
okay, so this documentary filmmaker, where are they from?
He's from Belgium. His name is Giorgio Bambuse, something like that.
Well, we'd like to get him on, so if you can give us his contact.
The contact information, and he has very, very good information.
Sure. What intel did Estolin give you in the interview you just conducted with him? What's his word?
Well, basically, Estolin confirmed to me that the same topics that were going on, and he was waiting to, to get more information. I have no special updates from him. I try to, cover basically everything from what's going on right now here. What they're going to do.
Well, let me ask you this. It's certainly exciting, too, that he addressed a section of the European Parliament at the request of an Italian member of the EU Parliament. So this is definitely a route. Did you see the London Guardian report that the reporter was in there as they were shutting it down, and heard the, because you could tell by the badges, the head of the Bilderberg Club, not Etienne Davignon, but his subordinates, talking about how upset and scared they are, and talking about myself bullhorning them in the past, and saying that a lot of the delegates didn't show up because of fear.
Yes, I've heard about that, and I think there are people that maybe are missing. We've seen yesterday many cars, but we're expecting much more cars to arrive. So I think, yes, it's very possible that some attendees are not participating. And that's one fact I wanted to bring up, the intel we got from the Italy, from this guy Giorgio, is that the attendee lists that we're getting are not true in 100%. I mean,
well, yeah, that's like Bill Gates. I mean, Bill Gates had a fake conference. This is mainstream news in Germany and Spain. Well, let's come back and talk about that. And then he got caught by the media. He said, well, I'm really here for Bilderberg to talk about basically population reduction. So just incredible developments today and such good news that these guys are really panicking, confirming what Zbigniew Brzezinski was saying last week. I mean, folks, I'm not a drinking man myself. I haven't been drinking lately, but this is the day to pop some champagne, I will tell you. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Paul Dornanu is our guest. His website is infocon.ro, infocon.ro. Amazing photos he gave us that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But you can also go to his site and see even more. They're reporting on Bilderberg. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the global elite, and the fact that they're scared and some didn't show up and that Bill Gates had a fake medical conference in Barcelona that he then didn't attend that wasn't real, and now he admits he is at Bilderberg. This is just incredible. These are the people engineering the global collapse. Paul Dornanew, in the time we've got left, finish up the point you were trying to make.
Yes, sir. I was trying to say that you said about Bill Gates. Well, I photographed earlier yesterday Craig Mundy from Microsoft. So they're here. What I wanted to say is that from the other information I managed to get from here is that there might be other smaller Bilderberg conferences throughout the year. For example, last November in Brussels, there was another Bilderberg meeting. Only the steering committee had met. So we should try to investigate that more. Obviously, there are more secret meetings of those people.
Exactly. I mean, back in the 50s, they could meet once a year and steer things. Now they're meeting every month. And they meet at trilateral commission meetings. Others, like the Australian News reported, heads of 28 biggest banks meet in secret. So there's lots of other secret meetings going on. But Bilderberg, being one of the most central meetings, has really brought this out in the open. And Tucker said in his 30-plus years of covering it, they are the most unhappy and dejected that he's seen them. So that's good news.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm very happy to see that more and more people are waking up and they are coming here. I was not expecting at all to see that that much media coverage and so many people coming from around the Europe and United States to try to be here and coverage for different media around the world. So that's a very good thing, and that's what we should try to do next year as well, being more and more people at the Bilderberg meetings.
Well, absolutely. Well, I just want to say we salute the work you're doing. And I mean, is it heartening for you to see more and more people every year, more and more press coverage, more and more exposure? Now world government is out in the open. We can have a serious debate about whether we want to be slaves or not.
Well, what I think is that right now we can really hope that we can fight them and stop the new world order and try to change the things in the world.
In closing, and we'll get you back on next week once you've gotten back to Romania to give us an overall view of what you witnessed there and more photos and video you've gotten. We'll show it here on TV as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. But in closing, in Romania, what type of awakening are you seeing?
Well, there's an awakening in Romania, too, because, a few years ago, that's where I started doing this. Nobody was talking about it. And when you were talking about it, they were saying you're crazy. This is, conspiracy theories and such and such. So I wanted to basically demonstrate and show them, look, they exist. They're there and they're meeting a secret and taking decisions which you don't know about. Okay, and they affect you. So basically, more and more people, more and more media in Romania as well, they basically awakening and try to talk about it. Even politicians know about it. For example, the transcript of Daniel Estulin's presentation in Brussels, I got it from a friend who is a Europarlamentarian at Brussels in the Parliament of Europe.
Well, that's incredible. Yeah, it's just more and more we are identifying the real rulers instead of the pawns. The Barack Obamas and the David Camerons. Great job. Stay there, Paul Dornanew. I want to talk to you once the show's over. Retransmission starts now with six different guests today. Back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.